You're listening to the Toad Hop Network, radio worth watching.
Hello, Schmoville. Well, again, it is the Schmoes No Movie Show, and we are live again on Google Plus Hangouts. A lot of fun here. It's just right now, it's me, myself, and...
Hey, Mark Ellis, and you don't have to apologize to anybody. You don't have to say it's just us. We are
the
Schmoes.
I didn't apologize to anyone.
Huh?
I didn't apologize to anyone.
No, well, you said it kind of like we don't have all these huge guests, and you never know with this show. Maybe it's going to be me and Christian for the whole hour. Maybe we get lucky and some other people show up. You just got to keep watching.
All right, so here's how tonight is going to work. Going to be a lot of rotating segments back and forth. We have our trusty JTI, the intern.
He's already getting winded, by the way. He's turning the Google Hangout, and he's already looking tired.
And as you have seen, we just made live this video that we did a while ago. It was the Schmoes No podcast reel that we did, which is really good. And everybody's still
you got to refresh my memories exactly what the hell this thing is.
So basically,
we did it in March. I edited a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we did it in March, and it was the one we cut together. It started out with just you and I, how we started, and then the whole podcast crew.
With Unchained in it.
No, Van Halen was in it.
That's Unchained.
Oh, Unchained was in it, yeah.
Oh my God, you have so much to learn.
I'm not a Van Halen guy. I like Van Halen, I'm sorry.
And I like that reel, now that I know what we're talking about. So that's live. All our fans can actually watch that.
All our fans can actually see that now. It's pretty good. They liked it. They liked it a lot. And everybody said the same thing. What did JTI do to piss off that wrestler? So if you haven't watched that, you should check it out. We have a really fun show tonight. We're going to talk about a lot of the movie news that's been going on.
And a lot of the trailer news that's been going on.
A lot of trailer news that's been going on as well. Talk about some trailers, talking about some movies that we are going to see, looking forward to seeing. Ken Knapsack, you guys are big fans of, and he returned to do the news last week. We put it on YouTube. It did really well. 10,000 views already on that one.
We missed the news. It's part of our show now, and to not have it was like walking around without an arm, or at least an arm that doesn't work that well. So we're very excited to bring you guys once again Ken Knapsack with the news segment. Kenny, you ready, buddy?
Hey, I'm ready, man.
Okay, so we are going to be doing the news with Ken Knapsack. There you see his face.
Look at that game face.
Now, what do you think, Ellis, percentage-wise, that a joke about Disney's Bears will be in this week's news?
I would always set that. It's a high gambling weekend with the Super Bowl, and I think a lot of people are betting on Disney's Bears to be in there. I'm going 83%.
I'm going to go 40%, only because the Star Wars news wasn't as heavy, and he usually relates the Bears joke to something Star Wars related.
Okay, well, I'll also tell you this. I have some insider info.
Oh. You know.
I don't know what the jokes are, but I know that Kenny really had to really stretch to write the jokes this week.
Really?
And so anytime you're a comedian and you're working, you don't have a lot of time to come up with new material, you go back to the classics.
I'll tell you
like
what.
Like Disney's Bears.
I bet you Ken is not happy that you just told people that
you opened the can at Bears.
I never once said that he was struggling to write the news.
I like to put him in situations. It's not always going to be Carnegie Hall. Sometimes you're just in a shit underground room and you got to make those people laugh.
I say you and I just talk about it for like the full hour. Don't let him say anything. He just sweats the whole time.
Hey, Ken, thanks for doing
I told you that in confidence at a Taco Bell at midnight on Beverly Boulevard last night.
All right, guys. So here's how this works. If you don't, and by the way, we are live on Google Plus. So and the Q&A is working this week. So submit your questions. We're going to get to a lot of them this week. Talk a lot again. It's going to be an open discussion with you guys. So submit all your questions right now. And in the meantime, Ken Knapsack, you ready, my friend?
A lot of pressure on Cobster this time.
A lot of pressure. There you go. All right.
I'm Ken Knapsack, and these are your Schmoes No headlines brought to you by SchmoesNo.com. Sources close to SchmoesNo.com have learned that the minds behind the yet-to-be-greenlit Point Break remake may have found their Johnny Utah. The Hollywood Reporter had previously reported that Gerard Butler was in final negotiations to play the Patrick Swayze-portrayed character of Bodie and now could be set to star opposite Sam Claflin. Drawn a blank, well, Claflin just wowed audiences when he spent a good portion of the movie Catching Fire shirtless while playing the pivotal part of Finnick. Erickson Core will direct the film from a Kurt Wemmer script, assuming someone ponies up the cash. Other names have been considered for the role of Johnny Utah, like Chris Pine and Taylor Kitsch. Other names not considered? Gary Busey. Last week, director Bryan Singer took to Twitter to tease us about a big announcement this week for X-Men Days of Future Past, which, by the way, is also a great Moody Blues record. Well, this week, the big surprise was revealed to be 25 different covers of Empire magazine, each with a different photo of the cast, including all your favorite characters like Gandalf, Captain Picard, and Tyrion Lannister. So if you wanted to buy all 25 covers, just tell your therapist the sessions aren't working. Marvel has found its writers for Thor 3. Christopher Yost, who co-wrote the previous Thor film, will be joined this time by Craig Kyle, who is currently a high-level development executive for Marvel and previously a comic book author who created the X-23 character for Marvel. No plot details have been released, but you can be certain that whenever they are, that 42-year-old guy sitting on the bus bench near that Chili's in Northridge will think they, quote, did it all wrong. And for the record, Thor the Dark World was Marvel's third highest-grossing movie behind The Avengers and Iron Man 3. And other news, Aquaman just signed up for Tinder. If you ever wanted to see what Sarah Silverman looks like as a whore without hacking into Jimmy Kimmel's old cell phone, then you're in luck. Posters featuring the main characters for Seth MacFarlane's, dare I say, highly anticipated comedy western, A Million Ways to Die in the West, were released this week along with a Red Band trailer. Joining Silverman, who plays a town harlot, is MacFarlane, Charlize Theron, Amanda Seyfried, Giovanni Ribisi, Neil Patrick Harris, and the always hilarious Liam Neeson. The film is set for a May 30th, 2014 release. The protests for all those offended begin the morning after. And the first trailer for Terry Gilliam's upcoming film, The Zero Theorem, starring Christoph Waltz, was released this week. For those that watched it, if you have never taken acid, you have now. A U.S. release date has not been set, so write your congressman. I'm Ken Apsock, and those were your Schmozno headlines, brought to you by Schmozno.com.
All right. Very nice, Ken.
Piece of news work there. I'm glad we didn't put any money on the Disney Bears thing.
I thought
that's how it was going to go down, but Kenny, once again, he's pressed for time, and he still manages to deliver the yucks.
It's Star Wars. Anytime there's Star Wars news that's heavy, I'm betting on Bears. But before we get to Mark and I commenting on Ken's stories, one of the things I want to let you guys know, if you follow us on Twitter or you like us on Facebook, you see that we are actually doing a giveaway. The Paramount Studio has asked us, and we are going to do a Bad Grandpa giveaway. Really cool. Giving away two regular Blu-rays of Bad Grandpa.
Oh, you can't keep those?
No. And a special edition Bad Grandpa, like a big, thick one with all the different, like, back behind-the-scenes stuff and everything, too.
Well, you're going to have to earn that, Schmoville.
Well, but also, the last thing that they're gonna for the grand prize is a autographed poster from Johnny Knoxville on Bad Grandpa.
That's pretty sweet.
So it's very easy. We're going to do one contest on this live show on how to win one of the Blu-rays, but it's very easy to kind of join the lottery. All you have to do is right now go to schmozno.com, and in that slider, you'll see the Bad Grandpa giveaway. Go to the slider. Go check out how you enter the contest. You can do that right now while the show is on. Go to schmozno.com. Check out how to enter the Bad Grandpa giveaway. We'll announce the winners tomorrow on Facebook and Twitter, and you know, it's a lot of fun.
Gone are the days when we could just give away like something that we used to have, you know.
Yeah.
Like remember when we used to give the fans last year, like, hey, you're in a contest to win a crumbled up Hobbit poster.
I gave away my dice thing, or Leanne, I think
you gave away, you, Christian literally gave away
the shirt off
Andrew
my back.
Dice's old clothes from the 1980s. That's what we used to have, and now we're giving you guys Blu-rays, autographed posters. It's making my head spin. I want to keep some of this shit.
So why don't you go ahead and you kick us off from the stories that we just heard from Ken Knapsack. What do you want to talk about first?
I want to talk about this trailer because we disagree on it.
Oh, we do disagree?
Yeah,
okay.
Because Christian and I were having our pre-show meeting, i.e. having beers at Buffalo Wild Wings,
yeah.
And we were talking about this A Million Ways to Die in the West trailer. Now, everybody knows what a huge Family Guy fan I am. I'm very partial to Seth MacFarlane and his comedy. I think it's hysterical, and I'm rooting for the guy. And I said in our top 10 most anticipated films of 2014 that this was one of them because I just want to see how it goes. It could be a total train wreck, could be hysterical, we don't know. And watching the trailer, I laughed a lot. I thought it was really funny. I think there's going to be a lot of good comedic moments. You made a great point where you said that that Mark Ellis tends to not like when they use, like, you know, common, like, everyday now vernacular in period pieces. But when it's a comedy like this, when it's just like a silly spoof, it doesn't bother me as much. Okay. So I think it's got a lot of potential. I think it's going to be really, really funny. Stupid as hell, but really, really funny.
Listen, I am rooting for the guy. I like Seth MacFarlane. I love Ted. My problem is I don't think that I don't know. I could change my tune after I see the movie. I don't trust him yet as an actor. It doesn't look like he can really hold a comedy for that long that he's not voice acting. But again, I can change my tune. The thing didn't blow me away laughing wise like Ted did when I saw the Ted Red Band trailer. That killed me.
You didn't laugh at all watching this?
I laughed. I didn't. Yeah. I wasn't sitting there like, well, this sucks. I just was like, I was expecting something great, like a, I don't know, because everyone's comparing it to like Blazing Saddles, and I know it's a totally different feel, a different tone. I get it.
It ain't gonna be Blazing Saddles.
I know. But what I'm watching, I'm just like, it. I don't know if it's going to feel like an inside joke the whole time. But I'm
on the inside then.
Yeah,
because I've been with this guy's sense of humor for the last decade.
I hope it's great, dude.
It's
great.
And I think I have some confidence in McFarlane to be able to pull off the leading man role like that. And he's got a great supporting cast around him. It's going to be a lot of funny jokes. You know Neil Patrick Harris is going to come to play ball. You know Sarah Silverman is going to come to play ball.
They're all going to play ball, for sure. It's just a matter of whether or not the tone and Seth MacFarlane can carry a movie. And like I said, I absolutely am rooting for it. I hope it does well. And I hope I laugh my ass off when I come back and say, look, I talked about it on the podcast that I was scared about it, and I am sorry because this movie kicked ass. I really hope that's what I said.
Yeah, we just got a tweet from Tyler Myers who said he's staying away from the Million Ways to Die trailer because he wants the jokes to stay fresh, which I totally agree with, and I actually like that now there's going to be some new news with the trailers, according to the MPAA, which we can get into now.
Let's do that last. Yeah. I would like to talk about that a little later.
Maybe somebody special coming in.
But the beauty about doing this live is that there are certain stories that maybe Ken didn't cover that some of the fans want to talk about.
He was too lazy to write them, so now we have to do more work. Yeah. And come up with the stories.
Well, he checks out after he's done with his news. He forgets he's even here, so it doesn't matter. All right, so
how's Facebook going back there, Ken?
How's it going? Great. Alex Welch asks, what are your guys' thoughts on Channing Tatum possibly playing Gambit? Yeah, Ellis.
Channing Tatum has done nothing but really impressed me over the last 3 or 4 years of his career. He's been really good in action, really good in comedy in between. I pin nothing about White House Down on him. And then I hear he's going to play Gambit, and I'm like, sweet, Gambit's a superhero. Channing Tatum's ripped. He's probably going to be able to learn that card-throwing trick in like a week. But Gambit's French, and I'm trying to picture a Cajun New Orleans accent coming out of Channing Tatum, and I just can't do it. They may have to do the thing that they did with your girl Gina Carano in Hayride, where they just dub it. Yeah, just get Gerard Depardieu to dub the voice into Channing Tatum.
You know, one good thing, though, is Gambit is going to be able to dance. Gambit's going to be dancing all over
the place.
There's a difference. But look, I actually, and again, just going off the fact that I will admit when I'm wrong, I'll tell you who I loved in Lone Survivor was Taylor Kitsch. Mm-hmm. I think you leave Taylor Kitsch as Gambit just because you don't blame him for that movie. That movie was terrible. You should have given him a shot because people at least know him as Gambit.
Yeah.
And you're switching it off. And Channing Tatum now is one of those guys. It's Channing Tatum. It's not Gambit. Like, when we first saw Hugh Jackman, that was Wolverine.
That was Wolverine, yeah. And it's, I mean, he could disappear into the role. I just think it's harder. I think it's a harder leap to do. And then you put the accent on top of it. And now, I was really coked up when I saw that story. So, is this a rumor, or is this actually happening?
It's a rumor.
It's a rumor. Okay, yeah. So, we can still pull for Taylor Kitsch. Right, and when I say coked up, I mean Coca-Cola Classic.
Now, here's another question for you. And this comes from the Titan Zero. What are your thoughts on the Ninja Turtles' new costumes? Ellis.
The Ninja Turtles' new costumes. Look, I have a lot of faith in this project, and it's getting harder to say that. But again, like remember when those pictures surfaced the RoboCop's new costume last year, and people would just instantly, like me, just gave it a lot of shit that doesn't look like the classic costume. Yeah, yeah. And now I'm kind of warmed up to it, so I can warm up to it. I am barely attached to Ninja Turtles just from my childhood, and I want the costumes to remain kind of the same, similar style. But I'm not going to shit on them yet.
If you go again to schmozno.com and you look at the article of all the pictures that are up there,
one of the front page stories, right?
There's been a lot of stories recently, but Riley wrote the article, and I actually agree with him. I was pleasantly surprised on how it looked. I still have no faith in the movie. I think it's going to be terrible, but I do think that it looked pretty cool. I like the design.
You know what a great question about the Ninja Turtles is.
The IRS is breathing down.
Uh-oh. Oh, wow.
Personal vendetta against Bobby Finstock.
Well, I had a point to make about the Ninja Turtles, but this is more pressing. This is...
Bobby Finstock.
Is that really happening?
Wow.
Bobby Finstock.
No,
that's just Cobster.
Oh, there he is.
Oh,
the glasses.
Wow.
With the glasses.
Wait a minute. How do you get in here? Bobby Finstock. I have the keys to the...
Very nice. It's a personal vendetta against who? Oh, all right.
Wow.
Look at this. That was very abrupt.
This is our special guest. Huh?
He's back. Wait, he's gonna go up to the mic. Can you hear me?
Yakety yak. Finstock's back.
Very nice. Very nice. It's very nice to see you, Finstock.
Nice to
now
see
look,
you guys.
Finstock, I will say this. Now, do you have that thing sticking out of your helmet for... okay.
Oh, that thing?
Yeah. Now, look. Authenticity
label.
It is an authenticity label because this is the authentic Finstock. Mm-hmm. Now, Finstock, I have something that we need to say, both Ellis and I, to you, because you haven't been on the show since.
Yeah.
We've talked about this on the podcast. You're the craziest person that I know. You are
dangerously insane.
You're someone that is, yeah, and you've almost gotten our intern killed many times.
Uh-huh.
Fair.
You're constantly inappropriate to Tiffany Smith.
It's rude to all women, I'd say.
She's got great thighs now.
Okay, listen.
I seen them the other day. They're amazing,
Bobby. But what I would like to say to you is, if there is one person in this on this planet that I want to be to get me tickets to something, it's you.
Well, I can do that. I mean, you know, we set 50-yard line in a national championship game.
And that was all because of you.
We had a bunch of idiots with us, and...
Ellis Macuga.
They went... Yeah, not you idiots. The other idiots.
Which ones? The people who were buying tickets for...
Yeah, I go, everybody stick with me. We're going to get tickets. I'm the cripple guy. I forgot to get the gab. We can make this thing right. And these other guys go and buy tickets on the Auburn side for like $500. I'm like, oh, man, what waste products these guys are. I go, stick with me. We're going to pay $60.
Waste products, friends.
yeah.
That's a very technical term.
Very nice.
You know, waste products at that day.
You figured it out.
We figured it out, and we got great seats.
It was amazing stuff. So, look, I wanted to thank you for that first and foremost. But
absolutely. All right, it's the time of our lives.
Now, a couple of things that I wanted to talk to you about, some of this news that's going on. Now, Ellis talked about it before. Ellis, why don't you bring up this trailer thing that you were talking about?
The Million Ways to Die in the West trailer.
No. The trailer, cutting trailer.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you've heard this. I know you're a busy guy. You don't get to see a lot of the movie news that we post on schmozno.com.
Right.
There was something that the MPAA just announced that all trailers are going to be 2 minutes or under. There's a new cap for running time for movie trailers. 2 minutes and under or you're done. And I think it is a awesome idea. Where do you stand?
I do, too. I think, you know, movie...
Do you like trailers in general? Are you a fan of trailers?
Well, trailer parks.
Yeah.
I go there a lot.
But why do you like trailer parks?
Well, because the girls are easy over there.
Is that the real reason?
What's the Jolly Rancher? They think Jolly Ranchers growing trees over there.
What's the real reason you like Trailer Parks?
Why?
Yeah.
You know, I like The Wrestler. The Wrestler was a good movie with Trailer Parks.
Makes a lot of sense. Okay. Yeah. All right, so getting back on track, as far as watching the theatrical...
Are you a preview guy? Like, when you go pay to see a movie, do you love seeing all the previews? Or are you just like, let's enough of this, let's get to the...
I broke up with a chick solely for the purpose...
Was she surly?
Yeah, well, she's surly. She was a little surly, a little burly as well. But
was her hair curly?
No, she always was consistent.
She liked Mr. Furley?
I was like, the movie starts at 7:30. I like to be there at 7:00 because I'm not a guy who likes to miss previews.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh yeah, we'll get there. I'll be there like around 7:40. I'm like, you're gonna miss everything. You know what? We're done. And that was it.
Did you really broke up with her because of trailers?
Yeah.
Why'd you break up with her for real?
She didn't smell great. She's a little off. Bottom line, I think that's a great idea because I think they show too much of the movie in the trailer nowadays, mm-hmm. and too much of the action. And if you see like big time action in a trailer, like consistently, that's basically all you're going to get.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think trailers should be 30 seconds. It's like a TV spot.
I like the 2 minute rule because the reason why is sometimes you can see an entire movie. In that trailer, I don't even think it should be shorter. To be honest, give me a little bit of teaser as far as just enough of what the plot is, enough moments to get me excited about what the movie is in general, who's in it, and I'm in. Like, and I always use the example of the Avengers. I have to use that example because it's the
good one.
Because the Avengers is a movie that it was already built up. Everyone was going to see it.
We already bought our tickets. And they already gave us like 9 different trailers.
There were so many different trailers. You didn't need that shot of Hulk saving Iron Man. You didn't need it. And it ruined such a crucial moment. Like, he's falling down out of the sky at the end of that movie. And I go, I mean, I knew, first of all, he's going to be fine. But the fact is, I knew how he was going to be saved.
I knew he was going to be fine.
It's Iron Man.
I think that the motto should be, and everybody should follow this motto, you know, a little less history, a lot more mystery.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's a good point.
You know, I live my life that way.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to sit back and you know, walk around naked.
Well, nor should you.
Mystery, a little more mystery. Yeah, you wear a mask, so yes, there is something mysterious to your day-to-day life.
Yeah, of course.
I think that it's great because I do think you need the full 2 minutes, though. Like, I'm not cool with like a minute and a half or a minute trailer. I like being teased initially, but like my example would be the Godzilla trailer that I'm just still drooling over. You need a full 2 minutes to have that thing to properly build up anticipation, to have the reveal of the monster in the second
but
half.
Two,
but
that's
you
it.
Need to be wondering what's going on. So you can't do something like that in 30 seconds. You can have Gary Oldman barely breathing in a hospital bed and say, oh, hey, Batman, and then whatever. That's a good teaser for
we've already had, you know, a Batman movie, so it leads up. I agree with you. Something like it's like Godzilla, you're starting enough, you give me enough. But that's
it. I like the cap.
But that's where it's not going to stop now with Godzilla. The next trailer is going to be, they're going to show you the whole movie in 2.5 minutes.
So now it's going to be 2 minutes.
Well, it's going to be horrible anyway.
Well, if they do... Godzilla?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think so.
And Matthew Broderick one?
Have you seen the trailer?
No, just kidding.
You're in a DeLorean?
Walked right into that. That's both of us. That's on us.
Did you say the DeLorean also?
No, I know. I was genuinely concerned that he didn't think Godzilla looked good. Oh. And then he said the Matthew Broderick thing, and I was like, fucking Finstock.
You got us. Yeah, Finstock, you got you. Yeah. See, that was where poof comes in.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to answer a couple more questions here from Schmoville, a couple other things that are...
These are all coming from fans of previews, too. Like, even like a hardcore fan, people who go to the movies more for previews than for the actual movie are still happy with this rule. Yeah. I think that's awesome. If somebody disagrees with me, please tweet us, let me know.
Now, you know, I actually, if editor-in-chief Mark Riley can come in here and sit down on this one, because I haven't
is he done posting his stories for the day?
Well, I don't know if he's,
no.
he's
then yeah. you stay in that seat.
Let's give him a little drum roll. The guy with the best hairline in the business.
Yodi.
Hello, Yodi.
So listen, first of all, great job on the website. You've been kicking ass on the website.
Thank you.
And I wanted to ask you, this is something, so Vintage Future asked this question. This is something I had not heard of. Maybe it slipped under your nose, or you might just, depending on the source, not believe it.
Yeah.
What do you think of the rumors of Jon Hamm getting cast for a Doctor Strange movie? Have you heard this?
I did hear this, and I heard this from our good pal, Matt Key.
Okay.
Matt Key.
Writer on the website?
Writer on the website, he told me. Yes, I did see it. I don't believe it.
Okay, why? Where did it come from? You don't know?
Don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a link that Matt Key sent me. It didn't catch fire as far as some of the major outlets, mm-hmm. so I didn't post it.
Now, can you give me a 10-second rundown on who exactly Doctor Strange is? He's not Doctor Who. That's a totally different subject.
Doctor Strange is the Sorcerer Supreme. He's magic.
Is that some sort of Ku Klux Klan?
Yeah, kind of,
could be kind
of
cool, though, in the Marvel Universe, to where we get a little bit more of a fantasy movie.
Yeah, exactly. It's he deals in magic and eventually joins the Avengers and helps them.
That's
and,
awesome.
And you know, I'm not actually, you want to talk Doctor Strange, bring Matt Key in here.
Yeah.
But my knowledge of him is very limited, but he's cool, and I think actually Hamm is good. A good choice.
Well,
as long as he wears underwear.
What's that?
As long as he wears underwear.
Why wouldn't he wear underwear?
He's a Hamaconda now.
Hamaconda?
That's always got the...
Is he well hung?
For what?
Yeah,
what, a madman?
Legendarily.
I mean, he's not like Kevin Costner legendary well hung. Maybe he's this generation.
No,
Kevin
he is.
Costner.
This one has they're calling him the Anaconda. He's wearing like these skin-tight pants constantly. And, you know, this guy's schlong's hanging down to his, like, half his leg.
Well, that's perfect. Worry about this is a superhero movie,
strange.
And they all wear tights.
This is a superhero movie, but Doctor Strange does have a large penis, so this would work.
They should have cast him for the Silver Surfer.
Oh, stay on target.
What's weird is that Riley said that joke, then he winked at me. He said, Doctor Strange has a big penis, then he winked at me.
Yeah, and
that means he doesn't.
See, Tiffany Smith isn't here one night, and it goes off the rails, and we just start farting and burping. All right, listen. So Austin Steinhauer asks, Riley, what is your most anticipated movie of 2014. We can go around the room with this one, Riley. But what's
apparently just for Riley?
It was just for Riley. No, they like the editor in chief.
it's between Godzilla and X-Men.
Okay, well,
I'll go with Godzilla.
Okay, really over
what?
X-Men?
Wow. Yeah.
I can't believe that coming out of Mark Riley, editor in chief.
I'll tell you what changed my mind.
Yeah,
the Empire covers.
Just the way it looks, but wait a minute.
Yeah,
so,
just a little bit.
I think that could change for you in a heartbeat.
If I sat you in front of a
front of a theater and I said that X-Men now, because Godzilla, you don't know. I think it looks cool, first of all.
Yeah,
but you don't know where it's going to go. Like, as far as how many movies we're going to get, X-Men is going to create a whole. There's rumors that it's going to mix with Fantastic Four, so you would be okay with just watching Godzilla. Now,
I wanted to do something. I feel like everybody here is going to say X-Men. So I went by,
I'm not saying X-Men, but I love the way that Christian set that up. And it's very rare that I compliment him in public or in private.
Yeah, he's right,
I like that. That's what everybody's swing thought has to be. And that includes our Twitter followers. So you're sitting at a movie theater, and these are your options.
Yeah.
And you got to go see one of these movies tonight. Now, again, Riley thinks that everybody here is going to take X-Men Days of Future Past. I would love to see that movie. It's going to be hard to keep me out of it.
Yeah.
But I am walking in to Guardians of the Galaxy.
I was just going to say, let's do something. Let's do something then. We got JTI here.
Uh-huh.
JTI, let's do a Schmo's Choice right now.
Okay.
But each person has their own Schmo's Choice for movies coming out this year. You take two. So obviously
don't take Guardians of the Galaxy because I'm keeping that.
Right. So you got to give two to Ellis, two to Finstock, two to myself, and two to Riley that you think. Do you need a little time to think about it?
All films are coming out this year.
Yeah, do you want a little time to think about it?
Yeah. Well, we have Copster come in and relieve JTI. Yeah, then Copster, he can go
do your thing. Go do Schmo's Choice, and then we'll play a little later.
Again, JTI, this is not time to play with your crayons. This is time to work. Yeah.
Can I add a
don't
caveat?
Don't think about John Hamm's penis.
Christian, when you put it that way, if I'm standing in a theater and I had to choose between X-Men and Godzilla, it would be X-Men.
Right.
Okay. And that, you're already in Godzilla.
Okay. No, but that's just because I know Riley.
He knows me.
Because then, because if you're going to take, you're basically, what you're doing is your risk is, what if Godzilla is not great? And then you mix all the possible mythology of what's going to happen with X-Men.
Yeah. But I'll say this, though. If those theaters are right next to each other in X-Men Days of Future Past, you're going to hear a giant lizard stomping from the next room.
I know.
And you're going to wonder what the hell is going on to Bryan Cranston.
All right, let's move on from anticipated because I think...
we'll get back into that.
Yeah, because JTI is going to come back with that.
Well, I want to see Nymphomaniac.
All right, well, then JTI, I want to interest in Nymphomaniac. All right, let's see... Yeah. We're going to go... I want to go with a few more questions because Schmoville is kicking ass on these questions.
They like
keep submitting the questions. And again, guys, make sure you go to schmozno.com and go check out that post for the giveaway of Bad Grandpa. So it's very easy how to enter. Just go to the website and check out how to do that.
Yeah, you can go to the website, guys, and you also check the Schmozno feed, the links there on Facebook as well. So
yeah, they're on Facebook as well.
You can find it easy.
Yes. All right, so here is a question here. Christopher Gabbro, thoughts on the Ben Affleck rumors? I'm assuming that what he means by the rumor, because there were a couple rumors going around.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the first rumor was a little while ago saying that he was going to drop out of Batman, which is crap. Then it was the one that he has had a TV show that he had to pull out of. That's what really happened. Then there's rumors around that he dropped out of Batman again. What's the real rumor? The
Chuck Lorre rumor.
What's the rumor?
Chuck Lorre seen him in the bathroom or something like that.
That's not true.
Yeah.
Chuck Lorre saw him in the bathroom
at the Golden Globes.
No, there was Chuck Woolery.
Well,
Chuck Woolery's a legend. Don't ever speak his name in vain.
Well,
so Chuck Lorre saw Ben Affleck in a bathroom, and Ben Affleck's taking a piss, and he's like, oh, by the way, Chuck, keep this between us girls. I'm not going to be Batman. Is that what happened?
That's what I heard.
Riley, what's the take on this?
What's the take?
Okay, well, the rumor started with that he hurt himself first. And that's why they pushed.
Oh, he got like a hernia doing sit-ups or something?
He did. It was a leg injury or something that wouldn't allow him to do the stunts needed for Batman.
What a cop-out.
Okay, and then that's why they pushed the release date.
Right,
okay.
and then they said that's not the fact.
We hear that that's not the fact, right. that's not the case, and that it's the TV show, and that he had to push it, and he's going to do Batman. And then it kind of took off, and everybody's saying that, you know, the rumors are he's not going to be Batman. I don't buy it for a second. He's Batman.
All right.
He's Batman. There's too many quotes going around. Kevin Smith, his wife, have seen him in the Bat costume.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah, because he's got to be trying it on. I mean, the second you get cast as Batman, you're putting on some kind
of suit. No, you're not. The second you get cast as Batman, you get a gym membership, and you go work out for 3 months. Then they fit. Because that happened with Christian Bale, right? He got too big for one of the movies, and then he didn't fit into the bat suit anymore, so they had to build him a new bat suit. So you wait off. You hold off on the bat suit. But I think he's definitely, like, there's no way you can spin that positive PR, like, even after a decade. It's like
that
a
whole movie.
He'll be known as the guy that dropped out of playing Batman. You can't do that.
That whole movie, I mean, Star Wars is still the number one as far as rumors and stuff coming out, but that Justice League, man, you don't call it Man of Steel 2, it's Justice League. And that movie, the Gal Gadot stuff that's coming out, with the fact that she signed 3 movies for, like, shit money. Anyway, let's move on from a little bit. Shit money. I mean, for us, it's great money, but for her, the fact that they got her for a steal, because if they basically signed her for 3 movies at like $300,000 or something ridiculous.
I'm surprised they don't do that.
The Wonder Woman chick?
Yeah. They signed her for nothing.
It's so funny because it's going to blow up, right? And then the next movie she's going to do is Wonder Woman.
Right.
She's going to be totally in demand and all this stuff, and she's getting chump change.
And the second one, though, she's going to be able to buy an island.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's gonna marry somebody.
If they like her Wonder Woman.
I kind of like that she's only making, as Christian would say, $2 in a Snickers bar on this one.
Yeah.
Because it's like the NFL rookies. You shouldn't be making millions and millions of dollars until you prove yourself a little bit. So yeah. After she proves herself, I'm sure there's some way to wiggle out of that contract and re-sign for, you know, to play Wonder Woman in her own movie.
But it's still, it's like, she's got a lot to prove. A lot of people don't think she's going to be able to fill that lasso, if you will.
Well, you know, so funny.
Here's another question I want to...
Alexandria Daddio. All right,
Daddy. Yusuf El Hunif. I definitely screwed that name up. What do you think about the Halo TV series filmed by Steven Spielberg? I don't think that's true. I think that he's producing it, and then Neil Blomkamp is directing it. So now Neil Blomkamp, for those who may or may not know, was actually, before District 9, was signed on to direct the Halo film.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that they didn't know who he was, the studio, they didn't have confidence in it, that fell apart, District 9 came out, and then they were kicking themselves in the ass.
Yeah, Peter Jackson was kind of grooming him for the Halo movie, right?
Yeah. So now you have Spielberg producing this thing with Blomkamp directing it. Ellis, I know you're excited about this.
This is a Mark Ellis boner alert. I mean, this is huge because, I mean, obviously, I trust Neil Blomkamp so much. I love Elysium. Some people were split on it, but I thought it was great. And even if you didn't like Elysium or the story, you thought it was too socially conscious, the scene in Elysium, that action scene in the middle of the film, when you just see a robot explode, looked so good. If that's what the Halo TV show can approach that at all. And the Halo story is really interesting. All the different developments
and stuff too.
In the background with Master Chief and all the way the cool aliens can look, that's going to be really, really cool.
Well, you got to figure that it's an HBO show or Showtime or AMC or something, right?
Directly on Xbox.
Oh, it's directly on Xbox.
Directly on Xbox.
So it's going to be fantastic.
And it could be really like a fan interaction kind of thing. Like,
it's going
to
be great.
If you give away posters on the website, maybe you win a chance to like actually like have your character go. Like, you could really, this could be the next step as far as incorporating video games and television together.
Now, Finstock, you and I played Halo back in the day.
Yeah, you were good at it.
Yeah,
you were really good at it. But you'd get up at like 4 in the morning and then play for hours and then...
Champions for a reason.
What do you want to just go spin some Halo 1 one day?
Right. I'm rusty, man. I'll tell you right now, I'm rusty.
What do you think? I'm playing Halo 1 with my knights?
Yeah, but you're still single and you have it, like, again.
How do you know I'm still single? Is it that obvious?
Yes. You smell single.
How many millions are there now?
Tons.
It's a good thing, Ellis.
Now,
it's a good thing.
Now listen, Finstock, you have a story about Neil Blomkamp.
Okay.
Blomkamp.
Okay.
All right. So there's a story. There's a story that you were telling me about Neil Blomkamp that I wanted to tell everybody, and they had to figure out whether or not this is true or not.
Oh yeah.
Is that one? Yeah. So can you tell us the story you told me about Blomkamp?
Well, the thing is with Neil Blomkamp, he's an interesting character, obviously.
Right.
Obviously.
He's a sneaker. Fetish.
He does.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sneakers.
Sneaker fetish.
Not all shoes, just sneakers.
Just sneakers.
You're not talking about just like sneaking into girls' rooms, like
no.
He's not
Air Jordans.
Yeah. He is responsible. This is crazy. I don't think anybody's gonna believe this story.
I don't think I'm gonna believe it.
Yeah. Basically, the Nike town in Manhattan.
Right.
Neil Blomkamp called up, got himself in there. Okay.
Yeah, because he said I directed District 9.
He made a couple of calls. Okay. I think Spielberg actually made the call.
He had a couple of prompts go there and take the
story.
Somebody
made the call. He took like 47 pairs of the same sneaker.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
All right. So now that's the story of Neil Blomkamp. He just took the same pair and did he?
Can I make a point? That's not a sneaker fetish. That's a guy who likes a particular sneaker and doesn't like. I bought 20
pairs.
He had
sex with all the sneakers afterwards.
Finstock, did he have sex with the sneakers afterwards?
Yeah, correct. He did.
I think I found the gap between fiction and reality.
I'm gonna go ahead and say that all of that is false.
Ellis, I think it's true because I bought like 20 pairs of the same kind of like earbud headphones I like to run with because they wear out so fast. So now I have an earbud fetish.
Riley,
he didn't have the same sneakers in Elysium 4.
The story has come to a halt.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna say that's false because when you said he has a Neil Blomkamp story, he said, okay.
But that could also be part of the ruse. That's Finstock.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I read body language and...
Okay.
Well, Blomkamp...
What do you think?
I said I think the whole thing's bullshit.
Okay, I think it's true.
All right, so Finstock, no more of the story.
Okay, but he studied under Dr. Ruth.
It doesn't matter anymore.
He was a sex therapist early on.
It doesn't matter anymore.
Now we're just getting ridiculous.
Yeah, so listen, who was right out of the three, out of all of us?
Ellis. It's true.
The sneaker fetish is true?
It's true. 100% true.
All right, so Schmoville, that's...
sneaker fetish.
All right, Schmoville.
He has over, I think, 2,000 pairs of sneakers. All right, Schmoville. If I'm not mistaken.
But he's not having sex with them.
No. This is where Schmoville comes in to play here, and they do it every single time. You go on Google, and you check out if that story is true or not. Normally, every time they check, it's usually always true.
Don't type in fetish. Just type in Neil Blomkamp shoe
sneakers. Sneakers. Yeah. All right. So here we go. So there you go for the that. That's
the Iron, he has the one of the seven pairs of the Iron Man shoes that Nike put out with the heart thing that he has.
Yeah.
It's on the tongue of the Nike, and Neil Blomkamp, I think he owns like two or three of them.
Okay, that's seven. This segment's done. So,
JTI.
It never began.
No,
really.
JTI now is back with Schmo's Choice.
We're going to rely on JTI to get the show back on the rails.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Stay on target. Cops, you can go now. Thank you. Thank you. So, JTI is back, and we're doing Schmo's Choice. All right. JTI, stick your mug right there.
You don't have to get too close. That's
all right.
Great. Don't.
I'm going with two early films that are coming out this summer.
For
you
who?
Had to choose.
For who?
I thought you were all going to take a turn about what you would pick.
Oh, God.
I think
God.
That'd be best.
No, I think you should tailor.
All right. Let's go with Christian.
All right.
If you had a choice, would you go see Dawn of the Planet of the Apes?
I knew where you're going, number
or
two.
Or Interstellar.
I knew you were doing that for me. Interstellar or Dawn of the Planet of the Apes?
Wow, that's a good one.
It's very tough for me.
Now, Christian, again, you're standing at the movie theater. You're looking over here. You have a golden ticket, but only gets you into one. Which one are you walking into?
The fans are going to go crazy on my answer here, and I understand.
I know what you're going to say.
I'm going Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Yep.
And here's why. And you guys know that I would watch.
I thought you liked Nolan though. Like I thought you
say,
Christopher
I would
Nolan
watch.
Fan.
I would watch Nolan.
Yeah, yeah.
I would watch
just,
Christopher
I could
Nolan
just see it
because because I would be a hypocrite because it's the same reason. Because I'm so intrigued right now to where this storyline is going to go with Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. I feel Interstellar is a one-off movie. It's going to be great. I'm going to love it, but it's going to be a one-off movie. And then Nolan will do another movie that I eventually love. If you're telling me that I have to choose between the two of them, that I don't get to see Caesar again, that I don't get to see Caesar's reign and watch him kick ass and lead all this army of apes, I got to go with apes. I can't wait to see the second.
All right, now, do you want us all to weigh in on that, or do you want a tailor-made Schmo choice to each one of us?
Because tailor-made.
I can happily weigh in on that one.
Now, I mean, you can give me everybody should go real quick without...
Give me
the tailor-made ones you answer in depth like I did. This one, as it goes around, you just say...
All right, I won't answer, and I'll give you a hint. I'm going to be eating bananas instead of popcorn.
Right, okay. Finstock?
I agree.
Apes?
I'm a big Planet of the Apes fan.
Okay.
Ever since Charlton Heston.
All right.
Yeah, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Wow.
Yeah.
All around the board. Ken?
I just see the apes. I like that first picture.
Okay. All right, so let's tailor it towards Finstock now.
Finstock? All right, Finstock, here's to... you're very much in the history. So I'm going to give you Ridley Scott's Exodus, which is about Moses, starring Christian Bale. Or you're going to go Noah with Russell Crowe.
It's another good one.
Oh, I know where he's going. I know
another
what he's
good
saying.
One.
I got to go with Russell Crowe.
he loves Russell Crowe.
I get mistaken for Russell Crowe a lot.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I did.
I can see that.
I did like three times.
I can see that, said Noah.
In like one day. When I had a smaller beard. I threw a cell phone at somebody as well. Well,
I know you hurt your foot.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the Russell Crowe.
Noah?
Yeah. I mean, I watched him in Broken City the other day, which is an underrated movie. I
like. Do you like Aronofsky?
I love him.
Yeah.
I love him. I think it's a better movie. I think that's the one I would go with.
All right, Ellis.
Yeah,
I think Ridley Scott's toast.
This is really tough for me, but the tiebreaker is going to be Emma Watson being in Noah. So I got to go Noah.
Okay,
and I want to see that arc in the water and all that, like that epic scene. I want to see that.
Riley,
but mostly Emma Watson.
I'm going to go back a couple podcasts when we had our friend Naveed in, who had some bad things to say about Noah. So I'm going to go Exodus.
Exodus. Okay.
I'm going to stand by my buddy Naveed.
As opposed to the buddies that are in the room with you now.
Yeah fuck you all.
Out of the two of them,
Ellis.
No. Stop pointing you.
I'm probably going to go Exodus. Same thing. Exodus, yeah. I think I'm curious to what Ridley Scott and Bale are going to do in that movie.
Yeah.
I think it might be a little less pretentious. I hope I'm wrong. All right.
I think he's done.
He may be. He might be.
I think he's bad. He's done.
Yeah.
He's done.
Yeah, dude, you can say what you want about Prometheus, but it was still visually incredible.
Yeah, but that's not him anymore.
What are you talking about?
That's his visual effects guys and things like that.
No. Dude, watch Prometheus and Alien. And I tell you what.
Aliens from 1975.
No, he's saying they're similar.
They're very similar. They're very shot very similarly. It's really interesting to watch.
So, all right.
Food for thought.
Ridley Scott's too busy.
Now it's Riley's turn.
Okay. All right, Riley. Going with two big franchises here. We're going with Mockingjay or The Hobbit 3.
Ooh, good ones.
JTI is good at this.
Yeah, oh, he's great. Schmo's Choice is awesome.
He's the best. Well, I've read both books.
So oh, my God. We got one of these guys on the show.
But movies, but you got some movies.
Yeah, but general. Mockingjay, what, part one or part two?
Well, you'd have part to eliminate. What?
Okay.
Yeah, part one's this year, so.
All right, so I will take... I'll take Hobbit 3 because I'll be able to see part 2 of Mockingjay.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah, but you want to, again, you already know what happened with part 1.
Right.
All right. Well, yeah, I guess so.
Well, no, here's the thing is that even though he read the books, which he loves to point out,
there's a loophole in that.
Yeah, there was a loophole and I took it.
Yeah.
No, but it's also just the fact that I think Hunger Games is going to stick closer to the books, whereas The Hobbit 3, Peter Jackson's already shown that he's going to have all these other fantastical things and he's going to throw another elf in there. Who knows what the hell he's going to finish this trilogy with.
Exactly.
So I definitely got to go with Hobbit 3.
Yeah. Finstock?
I refuse to see any Hobbit movie. I think they're the worst thing in creation of anything.
What's your problem with the Hobbits?
I don't like little midgets with weird hair.
Do you not like Beetlejuice?
I don't like that either.
What about Ewoks?
Nope, no dice on them either.
What about Willow?
The Vietnamese pygmy dwarfs. That's what they really.
What about Oompa Loompas? You gotta love Oompa Loompas.
No dice.
You have no chance of Tiffany tweets.
What about the Mr. T? Little guy in Different Strokes.
That was epic.
Okay,
Gary Coleman did that. Yeah. What's the other one? To Kill a Mockingbird. I'm gonna say. Oh, that's what I want.
Atticus Finch. Yeah.
So you're taking Hunger Games.
Oh, is that what?
Mockingjay.
Mockingjay. Yeah.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah. Okay. Jennifer Lawrence.
All right, you're very insightful on this one.
Yeah.
So Ken Knapsack, I'm going to let answer this as well because I know the answer. You should not put your finger over the camera. Ken Knapsack, I know the answer to this question. Can I predict your answer? You're going to take Mockingjay over The Hobbit because you didn't like
it. No. Jennifer Lawrence is smothering me at home, at work. I got to separate. So I'm going Hobbit.
Really? I thought you didn't like the second Hobbit.
I liked it enough. And
you didn't like Catching Fire?
I did like Catching Fire.
Wow. That shocks me.
Lord of the Rings, Hobbit, more epic.
Okay.
And it's the close of a trilogy. You know, it's it's wrapping it up.
Listen, and we'll wrap up that segment right there. Whoa. So let's. Oh no! You no. Wrapping up that spin.
No,
it's your turn.
No, we're gonna backtrack.
No, you answered already.
No. I
didn't say Hunger Games and.
No, he hasn't.
I've got my own smoke.
I know that was the point. I said let's wrap this one up.
I know what you're doing.
You know when I get my own.
I know what you're doing.
When I get my own like place to hang out, I'm gonna have like you know a disco night, but they did in like Detroit when they burnt all the records and stuff like that.
Yeah,
no.
For Major League Baseball.
The night disco died. 1977, Comiskey Park.
Yes, Comiskey Park. I want to do that with all like Hobbit DVDs. All
right, enough. You're gonna Shmo. You remember
Lord of the Rings too?
You remember? Listen to me. Remember when you first came on the show?
Yeah.
And they all hated you.
Yeah.
And then the second show you came on, they all loved you.
Yeah.
They hate you again.
Okay.
Ready?
Hobbit's bad.
No, they love the Hobbit, and it's time for you to stop. Now it's Ellis's. Is the final shot. It is the last one.
Thanks for letting me participate.
You're welcome. So, what did you come up with?
All right, Ellis. So these are two sequels to comic book films. We're trying to prove on the original. We got Amazing Spider-Man 2 or Captain America: Winter Soldier.
Oh, I know his answer.
Yeah, I appreciate the effort, JT. You did great so far.
Yeah.
It's clear that Christian just wants this segment to be over.
No,
so
I don't. I like to talk about this stuff.
Spider-Man 2. I don't hate it, or I'm not hating on it as much as everybody else already is. I'm excited to see the film, but Captain America 2, just for that elevator scene alone, and to see where all the mythology goes, where we're going to get with phase whatever we're on with Marvel, I cannot wait. Cap 2 is in my top 5 films that I want to see, so easy one for me. Boys?
I'm a Cap 2 guy, too. No question about it.
Okay.
I can care less about
the other one. Captain America 2 for me as well. I think the trailers have. I'm not excited about Amazing Spider-Man as much as I thought I was going to be.
Yeah, I'm not. Look, I want to see. I was really weirded out when they didn't show barely any of Electro in the latest thing. It's like I thought that was going to be the guy that Spider-Man's fighting, and we did not get enough in the trailer to give me a lot of confidence. Yeah. Riley, you're the same.
Yeah. I'm not crazy about Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah. Captain America. Do you have any more?
Jamie Foxx the worst.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do one more for Ellis.
We'll do one more for Ellis. Here's
that was easy.
Two big directors known for their art films. You got David Fincher's Gone Girl with Ben Affleck.
Good one.
Or Inherent Vice, the new Paul Thomas Anderson film.
Ooh.
That's an easy one for me. I think that's for the group, but I'll kick off because I'm just not a huge P.T. Anderson I just can't. It's hard. Sometimes it's hard for me to get into those kind of movies. Mm-hmm. And Gone Girl is one that I really am looking forward to. Between Affleck and Fincher and the story that they're telling about this missing girl, I think that's going to be the one where after we've been inundated with all these blockbusters and yeah, Guardians was great and X-Men was great, we want to see some real Oscar kind of movies. That's going to be the one to watch.
This is going
to
be a tough. This is a lot harder for Finsta.
This is really hard for me. I'm a big Fincher fan. Boogie Nights is in my top three of favorite movies of all time.
For Paul Thomas Anderson.
Yes, absolutely. But he, you know, I didn't like There Will Be Blood. I wasn't a fan of The Master. Fincher's last couple of movies were fantastic. And what you know if what? I revisited The Game the other
what
day.
What if I told you it was going to be
that's a fantastic isn't that a great, film.
What if
I'm going to go out on a limb.
What if I told you if there's a Hobbit in Gone Girl?
What if I told you that David Fincher steals sneakers from Neil Blomkamp's closet?
Well, that happens too.
So what do you got?
Well,
what
Fincher's
got?
Big on yoga.
While we're young.
I'm going to go with the Fincher movie.
Gone Girl.
Yeah. Right. I think it's going to... It's dark. I like his scores. The guy just shoots the saturated film. I like it.
All right. So, Riley?
Yeah, I'm going with Gone Girl. Yeah, I'm excited for Fincher, and I'm kind of with... both of you guys, Ellis and Finstock, about Paul Thomas Anderson. I love Boogie Nights.
It's his opus.
It's his opus, and I haven't been a fan of The Master or There Will Be Blood.
I like There Will Be Blood. I didn't love The Master.
The Master,
filmmaking, it was incredible filmmaking.
I'm looking. I wish you would like. I love Boogie Nights. I love Magnolia, yeah. And I loved Punch Drunk Love.
Oh yeah, me too.
And then those are that's been it for me for him. So
well, so maybe this is the one that maybe you know you change your tune at the end of it and go well I can't. Believe
I mean, I dated his assistant too, and she was a train wreck.
Wait, say that again.
I dated Paul Thomas Anderson's assistant. She was a train wreck.
Now, why was she a train wreck?
Because she was like, "Oh, you got to see There Will Be Blood. It's amazing."
And I want real talk here. So,
real talk.
Yeah, real talk. So why seriously what was it? How long
did she drink too much?
She drank too much.
She drank too much.
Well, like what? Like give me a story. What happened?
She drank out of control.
Like what? You got to give me a story.
Was there a specific incident? Like maybe something in public? You guys are trying to have a nice evening, and she just gets sloshed. Right,
so let me set this up for you. So you go out. Okay, I'm going out with this girl.
Yeah.
And you go to where? You go to a bar.
We went to a club.
You went to a club.
Yeah.
Okay, and so what happened?
He was there. Paul Thomas Anderson.
Okay, and was she sloppy in front of him?
Sloppy. And she got fired like a couple of weeks later.
And that, is that why you dropped her?
Yeah, but the thing was, I was looking at other girls, but I wasn't really looking at them. I was like, wow, that girl's got a nice ass over there. And she's like, how dare you do that? And like all this other kind of stuff. And she was just like reprimanding me for things that normal guys do. And I was like, you know what, that's not going to work for me.
All right.
Yeah, and now she has no income coming in. Now the PT fired her, so she's just going to be relying on you to get her booze fixed. No, you got to get out of that.
No, now she's assisting Ben Kingsley.
Can you get Ben Kingsley on the podcast?
Well, maybe. I mean,
okay, get back with his trainer. You know what? I like to drink. Just hook her up with me, and I'll get his Kingsley. I got his Kingsley, boys. Don't worry about it.
Well done.
Mark's got it under control.
All right, so we'll ask him about the Mandarin. Let's go into a couple
don't
more
open things. With the Mandarin. If we have Ben Kingsley on this podcast, don't please open don't open with the Mandarin.
All right. I'm sure he loves...
Ease it open up with Gandhi.
You got to open up with the King and I.
Now Leanne, our resident queen of Photoshop in Schmoville, she asked, if you could have J.J. Abrams spill one secret about Episode 7,
man,
what would it be?
Good question.
Man,
question.
That's good. Now, see, but again, this is what Leanne does. Is she's a woman, so she's smarter than us. And so she's trying to tangle us into a web. And here's what I mean by that. Is this a secret that we want to know? Or because like there's going to be huge secrets that maybe you don't want to know until you're actually watching the movie.
I think if there's one announcement.
If there's one
announcement that you could get right now, what would it be? Would you just want to hear that the big three are back confirmed?
I'm kind of already banking
on that way too.
Happening anyway. Yeah. So there's one major announcement. I'd like to know... if it's going to involve another character from the classic trilogy, like is there going to be an appearance from a ghost? Like is Ghost Yoda going to be there? Is Ghost Obi-Wan?
Yeah.
Is Wedge still alive? Is it maybe not?
Well, that's
Wedge.
A lot of stuff right there. Which one? You got to pick one.
I hope it's Ghost Yoda because then I win.
I'm actually going to go.
Not necessarily.
Can I just say ghosts? I just want to know if ghosts are going to
ghosts. Okay, that's an announcement. All right, Finstock, you're a Star Wars guy.
Yeah. Big
all right.
Time.
So if you had one announcement that could come out. What would it be? And a real answer.
A real answer.
A real answer.
Like not like a fake answer.
I don't want a Finstock answer.
Okay.
I want a TD answer.
You know, I'm a big Chewbacca guy.
You want to know the Chewbacca's in the movie?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right,
I see why your girlfriend was such a drunk.
Yeah, sure.
Like Chewbacca.
All right, Riley?
This is something that I have followed since I was a kid, and that was when I learned the title of the next Star Wars movie. It
That's
gets
all you
me
want.
Excited.
Just the title.
I would love to hear the title. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I want to know. I have literally have three answers I'm about to say in my head. I got to pick one. But I want to know.
You're standing in front of a movie theater.
No, I want to know if they're going to have Admiral Thrawn in the movie, like because Benedict Cumberbatch has been rumored to play
him.
Good one. Because what that would mean to me is that they're going to play into the expanded universe,
mm-hmm.
and then that would mean that they're going to open up. That it would open up a lot of possibilities.
That's the key to a huge.
It is because it means that they're going to go tap into all the that it sky's the limit, and that means they're going to pull from the books. If they can get Admiral Thrawn, they can go back and do an Old Republic movie. They can do all this stuff. So
you're saying if Admiral Thrawn's in it, it would be like taking your first step into a larger world.
Yeah, it's like smoking pot.
No, Christian, it's not like smoking pot. I'm sorry. Quoting from A New Hope, and you have to do your dumb Florida State pot humor.
Oh, sorry.
It's, you know what? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have my own Star Wars podcast away from everybody else, and it's just going to be Mark Ellis, and he's going to be talking about Star Wars, and that's going to be a great money-making...
Ellis, can I tell you something? Tiffany Smith and I actually have a Star Wars podcast on Geek Nation.
Oh, now you're just fucking with me. No, Carlos, he's a comedian. He's a trickster.
Well, no, it actually came out today. Episode one debuted. our first guest, our first guest was Mark Reilly.
What?
Yeah, hi.
You have a guest on your Star Wars podcast, and it's a Mark, and it's not me. Oh, that's throwing poo in my face.
No, so it was nice that poo. it was the first Star Wars podcast I ever had without a Van Halen reference.
crazy. I got a letter in the mail. And it was from Tiffany, and it said, "You are banned from the Star Wars podcast." She goes, "You can't come there forever."
Well, she said, "You can come there. It just has to be when she's out of town."
Yeah, exactly.
Right. All right.
Written
so,
letter. And I am a fan of Christian's new Star Wars podcast.
Tiffany.
Congratulations on having a podcast.
Thank you. If you want to find it, you can go to Geek Nation. The first episode is up there right now. It's myself and Tiffany talking Star Wars every week, latest rumors, a specific topic, and then something towards the end.
Well, does the podcast have a title? You need to sell this.
It's called Far, Far Away.
I get it.
Like Shrek. I actually was hoping for. I was actually playing with another title, and then we realized that Far, Far Away was probably the better.
Because it's from the Star Wars movie.
Yes, Galaxy Far, Far Away.
Yeah.
Okay. So one of the here's a question again. Michael Rodriguez actually asked, "What happened to the Star Wars fantasy draft?" Nothing. It's still going on. The problem is there's no announcements.
I thought I won that.
No, you didn't win. You're in it, though. You're in it.
I took over Joe Rigoriola.
Shoesy Pants, who's writing on the website.
Yeah, that guy.
He writes on the website, and he's doing a good job.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, we were all talking about this right before we went live. It's like we're waiting to find out who's getting the free dinner. Like, all our teams are still intact. Like, Josh McCook is still waiting to see if Luis Guzman gets cast as somebody in the Star Wars universe.
Well, can we do a quick recap? I mean, let's give him a recap on, like, where we're at with it. I mean, quick.
Nobody has 2 points yet.
Nobody has two points.
No, you don't have 2 points.
I
so
got Mark
I know,
Hamill and...
No,
and nobody's confirmed. The only confirmations are John Williams.
Uh-huh.
The
DP.
The DP, the editors.
Yep.
Obviously, JJ. The screenwriters, Kasdan, and then who else? Who else we got? R2-D2.
But it's not Kenny Baker.
But it's not Kenny Baker, because if it was Kenny Baker, I'd get a point.
Right.
But
they don't need Kenny Baker anymore.
They don't, and I'm worried about that.
No, he's not dead. No, but Chewbacca's in bad shape, Peter Mayhew.
Oh, no. What do you care about Kenny Baker? He's a little person. You don't like them anyway.
Yeah, so that's – I mean, yes. And again, Kenneth Steichen says Carrie Fisher pretty much confirmed it, that they're all in it. I mean, but it's got to be confirmed.
Yeah, but she's a delusional pill popper.
So are you.
And you need 3 points to win the dinner. The first person to 3 points gets a delicious dinner at the restaurant of their choice bought by everybody else on the podcast. You can go as fancy. If you want to go sushi, you can. If you want to be like me and go to like a nice coat and jacket.
But not only can you do sushi, though. Like, if I go to sushi, you can't just go and say, oh, I'll have a bowl of rice. You have to eat sushi.
Yeah, I told you I have a dentist appointment that night. Like, I can't move.
You don't even know
when
it is.
I have a dentist appointment that
every night that week.
I'm just saying that I have a dentist appointment.
Oh, got it.
My teeth have been bothering me.
All right, here's how the end of this is going to work. So because the actual podcast, the one on iTunes, and if you're not subscribed to us on iTunes, please do that. Schmoes No Movies. Go and check that out. Make sure you rate it. Make sure you write a comment. It helps us Very much so. And so what we're going to do here is in the next kind of 5 minutes, we'll sign off with the iTunes. We'll stay on the Google Plus for another 10 minutes while we still got Finstock, and it'll be like a little after show staying on YouTube for you guys to check out so we can answer some more of your questions. And remember, we're giving away the Bad Grandpa a lot of prizes. So again, go to Twitter and, excuse me, go to the website, check out how to enter the contest. Really fun. And then I want to give away one right now. And I think that...
A Bad Grandpa?
I want to give away a Bad Grandpa Blu-ray. And okay. I think, again, because of all the comments, because of all the contributing Schmoville, I want to give it to a true Schmoville person who has just been kicking serious ass. And that is Leanne.
Leanne, she's the best.
Leanne is the best. She has been doing, like, you see our new thumbnails on our videos. You see, there's a lot of stuff going on our channel. Like, every single time you have new thumbnails for Box Office Sunday and all this art, Leanne is doing it for us, and so she absolutely deserves it. Leanne, congratulations. You have won one of the Bad Grandpa Blu-rays.
Well deserved.
Yes, well deserved.
Congratulations. She's from Jersey, right? Girl.
She's from Jersey.
Okay, she won the dice sweater.
Next time I'm in Jersey, Leanne, if you're listening, I own a dope video store over there. It's called
Sloppy Ed's.
No, it's called
Sloppy Ed's.
It's called Sloppy Ed's Used Adult Video Store.
Yeah,
it's called Video Highlights. It's in Nutley, New Jersey. Go there and mention my name. You'll get everything free.
And its slogan is "Come in, wash your ass." All right, here's the. Here, we're in one of those moods tonight. All right, let's get.
Don't let me in. This is a sick game you're playing.
Here we go. Have you heard of the new Christoph Waltz movie Zero Thorium, directed by Terry Gilliam? Hi from Guatemala. Is that the whole title?
Zero Theorem.
Yeah, High for Guatemala is in the title.
You said Theorem.
That's how he spelled it.
I don't know.
All right.
Okay.
Yes, we have heard of
yes,
the movie.
Yes, we have.
The trailer came out very recently.
Oh, did it?
It's posted on our site.
Yes.
Okay.
So I like Mark Ellis.
JTI's laughing.
I keep up with the Schmoesno.com website.
Yeah. Oh, it was in Ken's
News.
And
it was in Ken's News as well. Yeah.
And I think it's very exciting that Terry Gilliam has... It's great that Christian pays attention to everybody else. He doesn't let me play the game.
Notes.
He's not listening to Naps.
It's about jokes.
I think it's just so exciting that Terry Gilliam has a new movie coming out, because Terry Gilliam is just one of those guys where he always brings something interesting to the table with not only the films he directed, like 12 Monkeys, Brazil, all that good stuff. And then, obviously, he was in Monty Python. Mm-hmm. He is an absolute legend. Yeah. And speaking of legends, God, you know, Tiffany's not here to burp, but somebody else is here to contribute their bodily functions, and I'm glad that the camera's on me for that last exchange.
What was that?
I see.
Yeah. Well, no, that pretty much happens. I mean, you should have. Let me tell you a little story.
Portion of the podcast brought to you by the Subway Footlong Meatball Sub.
Let me tell you a little story. I went to a movie once with Christian Harloff, and. And I was sitting there and next to a gentleman and Christian, and the worst smell wafted into the theater.
Yeah.
I had to do this, you know, like cover up.
Like a dead zombie and moldy sriracha.
Yeah, and I was like, and I'm looking to the guy next to me going, this fucker just let it loose. And then out of the corner of my eye, I see Christian Harloff laughing his ass off.
Yeah.
All right, so the Schmoesno podcast
called you out.
Like legit.
You look like you're weeping. You look like the guy that picked the wrong movie.
Maybe it's because you ate like three umami burgers before we walked into the damn place.
Listen, I wasn't expecting any of that.
Neither was the poor couch.
I know, poor couch. All right, so that's
smoldering. There's
Jesus,
a hole.
Jesus, you burned a hole.
So we end the show with a bang.
Sorry, Mark.
Guys, the Schmoesno movie show. That was a lot of fun. I'd like to thank Bob Finstock for joining us.
Hey, Bob Finstock. I got a new show that I'm appearing on. It's a web series called Sunday Brunch. Check it out.
Is that true?
Yeah.
With who?
A bunch of chicks.
Good for
you. Hey, you know
are you wearing the mask?
You know my friend Nikki Graham.
Yeah,
she's in it.
Yeah,
oh, you know her? Yeah.
All right, so you got
it's a Kickstarter thing, and we're getting the money up, and I'm gonna play a yoga teacher who doesn't really own the studio, but acts like he does.
Riley.
Well, yeah.
Plugs.
Oh, plugs. Go to schmoesno.com every day. Breaking news, special articles, trailers. You got it all there, guys. Please tell your friends about it. Share it everywhere.
And you make sure again you can check out Far, Far Away. Stick around on Google Plus. We're going to talk for another 10 minutes or so with you guys, answer some more questions. Mark, where can I see you next for your performance?
Check out my Star Wars podcast called Open the Blast Doors. And
I just can't.
Yeah, you know what? Keep those blast doors closed on second thought. Holy God, I can smell it still. Something that is not stinky, is actually very fresh, is my stand-up. I'll actually be next performing live in Las Vegas at the South Point Casino, February, I think it's 19th through the 21st. It'll be on this. It'll be the 21st through the 23rd is when it is.
All right.
It's a good venue.
So again, on
Rothstein used to run that.
For iTunes, we're signing off, and make sure that you subscribe to that. Go to the website. Peace out, Mother Effs.
Dude up. Dude. Up.